Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Riddle of the Sands by Erskine Childers, narrated by Patrick Tull. This performance is copyrighted 1988 by Recorded Books, Incorporated. Erskine Childers, born in 1870, was an enigmatic man. He began his career with the British government as a desk-bound parliamentary bill writer, clearly expressing in words other people's ideas. But though he appeared a typical representative of the British administrative type, with limp and glasses, he had recognized early in himself that he would seek fulfillment in war or adventure. "I believe I want action more than anything. It has always been best for me." In 1900, he went to fight in the Boer War, for he was a patriot and believed in his country's need for empire. 2 years later, these feelings had begun to be tempered. After witnessing the British command's ruthless tactics against the remaining Boer guerrillas and the government's aggressive annexation of the two Boer colonies. But he still was a loyal Englishman, and when The Riddle of the Sands was published in 1903, making him instantly famous, it was more of an attempt to warn the English public than to entertain them. Childers felt that England, with no fleet in the North Sea and not much of an army at home, was incredibly susceptible to a German surprise invasion. As a skilled and passionate sailor himself, he chose to write an adventure novel on the sea, complete with danger, mystery, and such a convincing threat of German espionage that both the Admiralty and the War Office took steps to eliminate this weakness in national security and, even more importantly, began to believe in the advantages of spying. A mere thriller had turned the heads of powerful men and given birth to a new profession. Indications of how good a propagandist Erskine Childers was. He would use his incredible powers again, years later, in the cause of Irish Home Rule, and sadly his tremendous abilities would lead to his death in front of a firing squad. After several years' service in the Navy during World War I, in which Childers flew in planes, instructing pilots in navigation and patrolled the coast in motorboat. "I have been," he wrote, "on more service stunts than any other officer, though I have had disproportionately bad luck in meeting the enemy." He decided to move to Ireland and join the fight for home rule full-time. Creating a free Ireland had been proposed and accepted by many in the British government for close to 20 years, but the Unionists of Ulster in the north of Ireland had vowed to prevent it, using violence if necessary. They had succeeded, until in 1918, the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?